Okay, yeah, so let's start with doses. So let's just review the problem. So the basic idea is you have a machlokas between Rabba and Rav Chisda, whether or not one should be permitted to cook on Yontif for the needs of Shabbos, which is tomorrow, okay? Which is the day after, right? If Yontif is on Friday, should one be permitted to cook, Min HaTorah, on Yontif for Shabbos, okay? On Yontif for Shabbos. So, Rav Chisda holds that. Rabba holds you shouldn't be able to. Rav Chisda holds you should. Okay, so what's the sense to saying you should or you shouldn't? So one argument is that, let's read this part in Tosfos, okay, where he basically spells out the argument. So let's go with that. There's just a little part he says. And there's a similar question would seemingly be, should one be allowed to cook on Yontif, which is Friday, for next week around on Shabbos? For next Shabbos, right? Next Shabbos. A week around Shabbos. Same machlokas. Should one be allowed to do that? Intrinsically. De'oraisa. And another question is, and this is the part we should be reading in the Gemara, but basically the Gemara says that on Shavuos there's a chiyuv to bring to bring certain karbanos, kvasim, kivzetzaras, certain animals, and okay, to accompany those kvasim you have certain breads, loaves of shtelachan, two loaves of bread. And the halacha is you can't cook those loaves of bread on Yontif. Even though you're going to use them and cook them and eat them on Yontif, on Shavuos you still can't cook them. Okay? You still can't cook them. Which again is an argument in favor of saying is that whatever it is, Rabba who holds that you shouldn't be able to cook, you shouldn't be able to cook from Yontif to Shabbos, even though that's going to be used on Yontif itself. So what's Rabba's argument? So basically, it comes out is these things are intrinsically, should you be allowed to cook? Three cases: should be allowed to cook from Yontif to Shabbos. Tomorrow, should be allowed to cook Yontif to next Shabbos or for the Shteilach, for the Lechem Apanim, for the bread, and then should you be allowed to cook on Yontif for the Shteilachem, for the breads which are going to be eaten on Shavuos itself. Okay, and they all line up. Okay, one position says you could do all these, or you should be able to do all these, other one says you should not be able to do all these. So Tosfos tries to explain what this machlokas is contingent upon. Okay, so Tosfos says, I'm going to read from an earlier read, the Hachi Perusha. Why could you cook on Yontif for Shabbos? Not because Yontif and Shabbos are one long day, or one day. Nothing to do with that. Ela kolomar hol shehi mitzvah Shabbos. Since it's a mitzvah for Shabbos, right? It's a mitzvah to cook food for Shabbos. Okay. Im lo yasena b'yontif. If you don't cook it today, Friday Yontif, shuv lo yasena. You're not going to get a chance to do it. So chashiv kemo ochal nefesh yontif. So therefore, it's considered like ochal nefesh of yontif, considered like needs for yontif, right? Because you need it. It's a mitzvah. Now's your chance. If you don't do it now, you're not going to get a chance. So therefore, it's like it's ochal nefesh of yontif, right? V'hashiv baruch shapir v'islam didid lo shayir of yontif l'sum. So now we understand the question. Rava's question. That according to me, the lo shayi b'yantav simchas yantav elabik ahay gavna shei kar mishum simchas yantav. I Rava holds that it's only permitted on yantav for simchas yantav, where the very essence of the thing is for simchas yantav, for enjoyment of yantav. Okay, that's Rava's holds. The only permit to cook on yantav is for simchas yantav itself, for the enjoyment of yantav itself, proper. Okay, which is ikaro, essentially, intrinsically for Simchas Yontif. So then, Rakalach Simchas Yontif, then I understand that's why you can't cook for Shabbos. Because Shabbos is not for the purposes of Simchas Yontif. The Torah is only permitting you to cook on Yontif for Simchas Yontif, for essentially, that which will be essentially bringing about Simchas Yontif. Right? Not just the secondary Simchas Yontif that, oh, I'm happy on Yontif that I get to cook for on Shabbos, or something like that. It's essentially there for the purposes of Simchas Yontif. And even the bread which you eat which you eat on Shavuos, you're not eating them because you're hungry and you want to have simcha, you want to enjoy your meal. You're eating them because of the karban. The karban demands that you bring them. So it's true you're going to eat them on Yontif, but they're not essentially coming because a person wants to engage in simcha Yontif. They're essentially coming because a person wants to bring the karban. The karban demands that you bring but cook breads. So that's what he holds, is that the only permit to cook on Yontif is where it's essentially for simcha Yontif. And that's why cooking for Shabbos, cooking for Shtei Lechem, cooking for Shtei Lechem, for Lechem Panim, none of these are essentially cooking for Simchas Yontif. So therefore, I understand why you're not allowed to do them. Right? Ela l'lididach, but the other argument, this is a Rechitza's argument. Okay, it could be I have Rabban and Rechitza mixed around, but whatever. L'lididach, the Amr, Tzorchei Shabbos, Nasim B'Yontif. Right? You hold Tzorchei Shabbos could be done on Yontif. That you're allowed to cook on Yonda for Shabbos. Why? V'chol davar shehu mitzvah. Anything which is a mitzvah. V'tzorach la'asus b'yontif. And you got to do it on Yonda. She'in lo zman acher. There's no other time. This is the time. Hacha amay lo doch Yonda. Then so too here by the cooking for the shtei lechem, the lechem upon him, which you can cook on Friday for next week around Shabbos. Why aren't you allowed to do it? Because this is your only chance. If you don't do it today, it's a mitzvah that you have to do it today. Although if you don't do it today, you're not going to lose your chance. Because it has to be up there on Shabbos. Right? And similarly by the Shtei Lechem, by the breads which you're cooking for Shavuos. Because look, today is Shavuos. I got to eat these breads today. If I don't cook them today, this is my chance. So therefore I should be allowed to cook them on Shavuos. Right? So that's what he holds. He holds that the permit to cook is anything which is a mitzvah. And if you don't do it today, then you're going to lose your chance. Today's the chance. Now's the last chance to do it. So then you can do it. So it doesn't matter if it's essentially for Simchas Yontif, even if it's not essentially for Simchas Yontif. Even if it's just for some other mitzvah, still you're allowed to do it. Still allowed to do it. Right? Or do you say no? There was other shita holds no. It's only permitted for some example proper. Right, that's essentially the mahalgas, which we have to explain. I mean, I think the hard part is what's the combination that it has to be a mitzvah. This would be a mitzvah, and you could have today is the last chance to do it. Like, how does that whole thing work? Like, what's the combination? If it's saying that you're allowed to do the malacha for a mitzvah, that's not true. Because if you had another chance to do it, you wouldn't be allowed to do it. Right? It's only because it's like a combination. The fact that it's a mitzvah, and today is the only day to do it. Like, for instance, if you have a party on Motzei Yontif, the day right after Yontif night, so then you can't say, well, look, I don't have any other time to do it, so I could cook on Yontif. You don't say that, right? It's only because it's mitzvah. But what does mitzvah have anything to do with Yontif? Right? I mean, what does mitzvah have anything to do with Yontif? I understand if you want to tell me I could cook on Yontif for Simchas Yontif. But what, now I'm just allowed to cook for mitzvahs? I mean, what is mitzvah? It just has nothing to do with Yontif. It's just a totally different mitzvah. It just happens to be this is my only chance. Like the calendar lines up that I don't have any other day to do it, so therefore I'm allowed to do it. I mean, that's what the heter is. The heter of the Yontif is to cook for any mitzvah, which has to be on that day. It's just like a funny formula.
Does it list a specific mitzvah, or does it actually say any mitzvah?
It sounds like he's holding any mitzvah, because it could be different mitzvahs. It could be cooking for Shabbos, it could be cooking for Shtei Lechem. Could we cook for Lechem upon him? Seems principle. His principle tells us the thing is because of mitzvah. It's not really because of a particular mitzvah.
I'm going to say that when Tosu says a mitzvah, he's not referring to just any mitzvah, but that he's referring to Simchas Yontif.
Second? It's not possible.
You both might way. Everything I like fun, I used to like that shit fall. And that's why I'm going to fix it. Because I'm like, I think it works, I can't fix it. Somehow, I just.
Pause broken, so yeah. Okay, fine. Whatever, okay, yeah. So go ahead. You're going out on a limb?
And say that Tosos, when he says mitzvah, he's not referring to any mitzvah. he's referring to just one mitzvah, a simchas yom tov.
Okay.
And the reason why the condition has to be that there's no other way you can do it is because it's part of the simchas yom tov, that it's going to take away from simchas yom tov if you don't do it.
Yeah, but
and that's the only reason you can do that.
He says Socher Shabbat, so that's definitely not.
What he's saying is that if you don't cook for Shabbos, since tonight's Shabbos, if you don't cook for Shabbos, you're gonna be sad on Yom Tov that you don't have to, you don't get to prepare for Shabbos. Right, that's what you mean.
Yeah, something like that.
It's like parenthetically, Simchas Yom Tov. I mean, it's a little hard. The clue to saying that, something like that, though, is like when he says that it's only Ikaro Lemisim Simchas Yom Tov. Like Rava's argument is that he was only permitted to do that, which is essentially. For Simchas Yom Tov, seems to be like everyone agrees it has something to do with Simchas Yom Tov, but
then what do you mean? That's not a definition at all. You're saying it's subjective.
Yeah, I mean that's the problem. The problem is it's like loose. I mean, you can say anything then Simchas Yom Tov. That if I want to do whatever, then what does that do with mitzvah? Then it could just be anything. If I'm going to be upset that I don't have food for my party, my poker game on Saturday night on Yom Tov night, I'm going to be sad on Yom Tov.
I mean, like, I'm saying, like, you apply all the other restrictions to it. It's just that, like...
Yeah, but why? If the sense of the way it registers a simchas yom tov is because of my subjective experience that I feel sad if I don't get to do the mitzvah.
But that's what I'm saying. It's not just the subjective experience. Maybe I didn't explain that, but... I was like, this is just according to the rules we've been going by so far, where you do need... it does need to be for a Shabbos right after.
Why?
So
it doesn't have to be for Shabbos right after. It could be for next Shabbos around. It just says this is the last chance to do it. It's only because this is the last chance to do it. It doesn't have to be.
Can we get a repeat of the facts again? Rabbi saying the older can cook on Simchas Yom Tov if it's intrinsically for that Yom Tov.
For Simchas Yom Tov. For Simchas Yom Tov.
By drinking Simchas Yom Tov.
The pleasure of enjoyment on Yom Tov.
And what is this? I mean,
any mitzvah which has to be done, any cooking of mitzvah, which is for the purpose of the mitzvah, and it has to be done today. Today's my only chance. You could have... That's what you could do, yeah. You could ask a question, what do you mean you have to do it? You could have done it yesterday. And you could say, look, now it's too late, now it's today. But, I mean, plan this thing in advance, buddy. It's not like the only time in the world to do it.
I mean, but we...
Sometimes you do, sometimes you don't.
I mean, you're not allowed to cook for the next day of Yom Tov.
No, I mean you do it before. Do it on Chol.
Of course you do on Chol.
That's my question. That's my question. What does he mean that you could? Is the only time you could do it? It's not exactly the only time you could do it. Just you don't want to do it during the week. You don't want to do it yesterday. You want to wait till Shabbat Yom Tov. So it's a tough break.
So we're...
Yep.
We took a step or two.
Okay, good.
We were thinking for the side that says Kadosh Yom Tov. Yeah. That so first we were thinking maybe we're talking about as in, so far as he's involved, like the action has to be one that's involved in Yom Tov, right? But then we realized that that would mean even if it has an accidental involvement, it would be characterized by that, right? But it needs a essential involvement. So we're saying that like that essential involvement means that the action is totally qualified by Yom Tov. Like
right.
The whole character of the action is
right.
One that's when we say in essence, it means the whole character, the whole qualification of it is that it's for Yom Tov.
Right. According to that side. It's funny what he says. That the lo sharya beyantif, la simchas yantif, that the only thing which is permitted on yantif for simchas yantif, ela bekai gavna she karo misham simchas yantif. Only like in this, where it's essentially for simchas yantif. V'hakalach simchas yantif, but here there is no simchas yantif. So what does it mean? Is there kind of simchas yantif? Is there no simchas yantif? Like what does he mean? It sounds like he's saying is the only permit of simchas yantif is essential simchas yantif, but not. Not accidental simchas yantif, which sounds like you would be saying that Shabbos is somehow kind of like Chaim saying it sounds like somehow Shabbos is somehow secondarily simchas yantif. But then he says, "Oh, but here there is no simchas yantif." He should say v'hacha. It's not essentially simchas yantif. It's just sort of simchas yantif. He's not. He's like he's kind of contradicting himself in the very statement itself. Right? You guys follow me? Like, is it? Kind of simchas yantif, these other things? Are they not simchas yantif?
According to the Chizkiah, they're going to have to be in some sense.
They have to be what?
They're going to have to be in some sort of sense.
Some sort of sense. Do they? We're trying to figure out exactly what Tosfos means within he's trying to explain the position that says it's only permitted to do simchas yantif. To cook things which are for a simchas yantif.
Specifically, the mitzvah.
Saying those, the only permit, he says, the permit to cook on simchas yantif, to cook for simchas yantif, is those things which are essentially for simchas yantif. But here, there is no simchas yantif. But here, there's zero simchas yantif? Or, like, why is he saying, it's like it's contradiction. All he's saying is it's only permitted that which is essentially for simchas yantif. And then he says, in these cases, there is no simchas yantif. So it's not. Essentially or accidentally, it just either is or isn't simchas yantif. Shabbos isn't simchas yantif.
Is he referring to the subjective component there?
Well, he should say v'acha laka simchas yantif ikara laka ikara l'simchas yantif, something like that. You know, v'acha ein ikara l'simchas yantif. And anyways, I think it's hard. I mean, I know this is I hear what Chaim's saying. I kind of hear it, and it kind of sounds like he's saying that. But if you think about it, it's a little bit of a stretch to say that it's like my simchas yantif that I have to cook for Shabbos, because I'll be sad if I don't. I mean, you know, it's not a very tight halachic, you know.
Right, I know. It's like you're saying you're going to prevent the negative.
Right. Exactly.
From
right.
Positive.
Right, exactly. And then you and then Morris's point also, then you open up the door to anything. I mean, then really anything could be this. So once you start making simchas yantif so loose, yeah, but this is a very that positive definition, exactly. Once you start saying, oh yeah, because my yantif is going to be so good if I don't have whatever, I mean, that's it's too open, then anything is going to go. You
right.
know?
The thing is, though, you know, I don't know this. You said that the thing is, you don't necessarily need to make the stuff on yantif, you can do it before.
Right.
The thing I thought of was that's not good logic because from the other side would say to you, oh, but you get more simchas yantif when your food is fresh.
I know it's true, but you're not eating it on yantif. You're eating it on Shabbos.
No, you're saying why can't you prepare the food before yantif? So I'm saying.
I know, but that's assuming going back to the simchas yantif logic. But if you're eating it 8 days later on Shabbos, for instance,
right.
then that logic isn't going to hold.
That I'm not going to argue on. But
right.
I was saying, like, in essence, why people normally don't
right.
cook
right.
for
yantif. I understand. Right.
Does that first one make sense?
You're saying is that it has to be. Say it again. That it has to be. How do you formulate it?
It has to be qualified by. By Yom Tov, like its essential character, which means that the Yom Tov has to qualify. It has to be a Maaseh Yom Tov. It needs that essential qualification. So even the Shtei Alechem, where it has involvement in Yom Tov, since its essential character is in Yom Tov, it doesn't have a qualification of Simcha Yom Tov. I guess it's obviously not what
you're
thinking, but...
Either that or it's exactly word for word, and I have to pretend like... No, I'll tell you what the problem is. One second. You know, I think the problem is that that's not the side that has to be explained. I mean, if you just go on, if you just have that side in isolation, it's very simple. You're just saying is that you only allowed to cook that which is for simchas yontif, and anything else isn't simchas yontif. You know, it's only once you buy that other argument on the other side that that kind of sorta is simchas yontif. Then, you know what I mean? But what?
Well, no, say again.
That's not simchas yontif. No, I'll tell you this side very simple. You're only allowed to cook on yontif for simchas yontif. Forget anything more complicated than that. And the only case, none of these cases are for simchas yontif. They're for Shabbos, they're for Shtei Lechem.
What's Shtei Lechem?
Shtei Lechem's for Karban.
There's no
simchas. No, it's not for simchas yontif. It's a different mitzvah. I mean, it's not doing it for simchas yontif. Well, that's how you explain that case. I mean, it's, one second. That's why he's saying Ikaro. Shem 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 Vachalik, Shem Yotik, Shem Lechem, I mean Ikaro. Oh, I see what you mean. Ikaro, Shem Shem Vach. Maybe that's why he's saying Ikaro. Really, the Zenachanami. There's zero simchas yontif. There's zero simchas yontif by Shabbos things, because it's not for yontif. But by the Shtei Alechem, you're eating these bread on yontif. So therefore, you'd say that's for yontif. At least that. Gotta give me that. Why can't I do that? So he's saying it's not just that it's for simchas yontif, but it's essentially for simchas yontif. Yontif. Now you're saying yontif qualifies the cooking.
Yeah. Can't qualify something by its accidents.
Right. You mean like the identity of the cooking is a cooking of simchas yontif. I mean, here it's a cooking of karban, and it happens to be that you're going to benefit from it in terms of simchas yontif, but that's not what you're doing. Right? That's what I mean. You're qualifying the cooking as being identified as a cooking of simchas yontif. Right. This is not a cooking of simchas yontif. It's a cooking of karban. And okay, so look, you can use it as simchas yontif, but that's not the nature of the cooking. It's a cooking of simchas yontif. Right, and then that answers the lashon. Though, I mean, that's the pshat answer for the lashon is that he's just the reason why he's saying it's essentially simchas yontif is because you're at Shabbos is zero to simchas yontif, and that's why it's not permitted because the only permit is a malachas. It's like a malachas simchas yontif. It's like an active malach, a cooking of simchas yontif. So cooking for Shabbos is certainly out. That's not something to do with simchas yontif. Cooking for next Shabbos is also certainly out. But cooking for this yontif for Shrei Alechem and Shavuos, that's simchas yontif. But that's not the nature of the cooking, though. You're not cooking for simchas yontif. You're cooking so you can do the karban. Now, it's true that the karban will secondarily involve simchas yontif, but that's not the heter. The heter is to cook to have a good meal on yontif. Because you want to eat meals on yontif, and there's a mitzvah simchas yontif. So the heter is to cook for yontif, for simchas yontif. Not just that it will end up resulting in simchas yontif, but it's the quality of the malacha as being a malacha shel simchas yontif.
So basically,
it's the identity of the thing.
So the malacha has to be purely for simchas yontif, otherwise.
Yeah, give me 1 second. Right, it's not that. The purpose of simchas yontif allows you to do anything, right? Anything which is towards that objective is permitted, because then you're right. Then this making the bread for the shtei lechem will be eaten on yontif and will be shtei simchas yontif, so that should be permitted. Rather, it's the character of the action as a cooking of simchas yontif which is permitted, and in order for it to characterize the action, that has to be the primary identity of the action. One side. I mean, we don't have the other side every time.
I mean, I'm saying like, but like, I just thought of something like, let's say, we'll give the case that the Gemara brought earlier. Let's say, on Yontif, you're cooking, not for simchas yontov, but for on the hachnasas arachim.
Oh, right.
So that would be a problem. You're not cooking.
Well, that's part of simchas yontov. I mean, that's for simchas yontif. Is because you want them to have simchas yontif. But that's another problem. That's the problem is, so he says the reason why it's permitted is because it is simchas yontif because of the guests. That's if you say hallel. If you say hallel, then it means basically you could pretend as if guests are coming. So cooking, then basically you're cooking for simchas yontif for your guests. It doesn't have to be your simchas yontif, you're their simchas yontif. But the point is it's a cooking of simchas yontif, it's yontif preparations.
But it has to be purely for simchas yontif.
I mean, unless Howell is somehow magically, which you don't understand Howell, but Howell makes it as if they're if you know they're actually coming. Since if they could come, it's like they did come. So therefore, and if they did come, then you'd be cooking for them. That's simchas yontif. But that has to be, not purely, but the character of the cooking has to be a cooking of simchas yontif.
So you're saying part of the identity of the cooking has to be for simchas yontif.
Correct.
Not part, essential.
Like let's say I'd say this oven is designated for yontif cooking. Okay, let's say we buy a separate yontif oven, and it's designated for yontif cooking. Okay, I'm just making up a case. So then I'd say, so you can only cook for yontif cooking. So let's say someone's making dinner Thursday night, you know, or whatever, Shabbos cooking. Someone's making dinner Thursday night. I say, hey, but what do you mean? This is only our special Shabbos oven. You can't use this. They'll say, oh, well, no worries, I'm going to eat the leftovers on Shabbos. You'll say, yeah, but that's not, it doesn't mean anything which is going to be used on Shabbos is permitted. There's Shabbos cooking. This is not Shabbos cooking. This is Thursday cooking. And the fact that it ends up, they will end up using it on Shabbos. That's not the halacha. That's not the rule. The rule is this is a oven which is for Shabbos cooking. There's a type of cooking which is Shabbos cooking. The way you define the cooking is its primary objective of what the thing is being done for. So this is not for ochel nefesh cooking. This is really carbon cooking. Now, okay, the carbon ends up. You'll end up having leftovers. It's not really leftovers, but it's comparable. It ends up secondarily having providing simchas yontif. But that's not the character of the cooking. The character of the cooking that's permitted is the simchas yontif cooking. That's what it means, ikaro l'shem simchas yontif. It doesn't help that it's secondarily ends up being using it on Shabbos. Right? Whereas you could have formulated in our oven example, you could say, the only thing which is cooked in here is something which will be eaten on Shabbos. So then you'll say, look, it's Thursday night. Look, it's going to be eaten on Shabbos. I should be allowed to cook it. No, but that's not the formulation. The formulation is that it's Shabbos cooking. So that's the definition of the cooking. Then you define the cooking based upon the primary identity, the primary objective of the thing. Yep.
No, we're not allowed to say that Shabbos and Yom Tov are considered like the same, right? That was Rashi.
That was Rashi. Yes.
Say this for Tosos.
Yes, correct. Tosos is abandoning that. So far, this is only Yisuth and Yom Tov. I mean, this is the side who says you're only not allowed to cook for Shabbos.
So, can we go over the fact base again?
Tosos?
Yeah.
Because one side says you're only allowed to cook for Yom Tov itself, that which is essentially for Simchas Yom Tov. The other side says you're allowed to cook for anything which is a mitzvah and has to be done today on Yom Tov.
Sure, I mean, I understood that part. I mean, the other facts, like, one can cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos. One of them holds you can, one holds you can't.
Yeah.
They both hold you can't.
Well, there are different reasons. I mean, you're making things more complicated while you're going there. But in terms of this factor alone, one would say you can, one the other one would say you can't.
I'm trying to figure out the mechanism in which it does these.
That allows you, that you could? The next step is to know the mechanism. What's this concept of the permitted cooking, such that it includes even Yashabas cooking and even carbon cooking and all these other cookings.
And a quick side note, which is related, but
one second. Let me just clarify. Just get the facts straight for you. So again, so the case is: are you allowed to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos? One side says yes, the other says no. Are you allowed to cook on Yom Tov for a carbon, which is going to a sacrifice, which is going to be eaten on Yom Tov? Same thing. Yes, no. They line up. The S's and the no's line up. You let it cook on Yom Tov for next Shabbos's carbon and food. Yes, no. The primary thing is that one side says that only that which is necessary for today. The other side says anything which is only. I'm sorry. First side, anything necessary for simchas Yom Tov proper. The other side says anything which has to be done today and is a mitzvah.
All right. So again, what was this about the carbon?
Carbon. The carbon which has to be eaten on Yom Tov.
So you can cook it before Yom Tov?
Yeah, well, the question is, could you cook it on Yom Tov?
Ah, okay.
So it's not for Simchas Yom Tov, but it's going to be eaten on Yom Tov.
And there aren't any other facts that we're working with
try
to build?
No. Yes, Adam.
So what is, the way I have a question that we do cooked foods in the beginning of the, we set aside some foods, like for regular, what we do, right? You set aside like a cooked food,
yes.
Egg and matzah or whatever.
Yes.
And then we, so what is, I guess you don't need that according to this, because it doesn't qualify, it doesn't. So what does that mean to those do? Why do we even do that though?
We're not up to that yet. But that's for the Rabbanon issues. This is the first, that's a Rabbanon institution. So if it's prohibited deoraisa, then that's never going to help you. So that whole thing is because it's permitted mina Torah, but the Rabbanon prohibited it because you may get confused, and that reminds you don't get confused. You may get confused and think, just like I could cook to Shabbos, I could cook to a regular weekday. So the Erev is a reminder that, no, you're only allowed to cook because of Shabbos. You know what I mean? But that's, we're not there yet. That's the Rabbanon discussions. This is deoraisa discussions. So the goal here is to make it permitted deoraisa. Then we can talk about Darabonis. Okay? I mean, that's, by the way, I mean, Erev is a Darabonis institution. That's why, for instance, an Erev doesn't work when you're carrying the other kind of Erev. Of carrying only works if you're in Carmelis. If you're in Rosh Hasharabim, which is a public domain, there's an Issa deoraisa to carry from private to public domain. So an Erev can't help you there. But if you say that it's not deoraisa, it's not really Rosh Hasharabim, then there's only Issa derabanan to carry from, let's say, inside the yeshiva to Elvira. That's the Issa derabanan, so then an Erev could help you. Okay, so Erevs are derabanan institutions which solve derabanan problems. When you're dealing with deoraisa problems, Erevs don't help. Okay? Whenever you discuss Erev, whenever you deal with Erev sigis, you have to first figure out what the deoraisa is and then figure out what the derabanan is. So the goal here now is, how do we explain the position of who holds that it's permitted to do anything which is a mitzvah, and it has to be done today.
So I'm thinking about that.
Wait, that's what we're trying to explain now?
Yes.
I have a question about that. Do you really say that is the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov really what's going at that, or is it something else?
It seems like it's any mitzvah.
No, I'm saying, like, what's the mitzvah that you're... Why is it that...
What mitzvah?
Why is it that you're allowed to... not why, but... What mitzvah is it that's letting you...
Violate?
Yeah.
Shabbos. Shnei Lachem.
Would you violate Yom Tov, is it?
Yeah.
Well, is that a violation of Yom Tov?
No, well, it's allowing you to cook on Yom Tov. You're allowed to cook on Yom Tov for what mitzvah? So what he's saying is any mitzvah, it seems. Not only for Simchas Yom Tov.
Was that even related to Shabbos?
Shabbos or Karban, which is brought on Yom Tov. I mean, Shabbos is how, I mean, like Tosas said, Shabbos is not Simchas Yom Tov. He said that. The Ikaro, he only was saying that because of the Shtei Alachem.
Why Karban?
What?
Karban on Yom Tov, I don't think you can bring. I would say that the only reason you could do that is because it was inside the Beis HaMikdash at the time when they were bringing it. So therefore, in reality, you can't prepare a korban outside of...
No, it's the bread, though. It's a shtei lechem. You could have done it. You could have done it on Erev Yom Tov. Could have baked it on Erev Yom Tov. But its principle is not based on that. Its principle is even allowed to do it for Shabbos. You're allowed to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos, according to him. Straight up.
Right.
So that's what I understand.
It's simply for Shabbos.
Yep. For any, or for other mitzvahs. For any mitzvah, he says. Tosa says it's for mitzvah. Yeah.
Are these mitzvahs,
sounds like, yeah. Look at those. I think so.
Okay.
Seems that way.
And I have a possible explanation okay. for this one. So let's say that a guy has a chiyuv to do the mitzvah. It's a mitzvah deraisa.
Right.
Now, if the mitzvah deraisa exists during that period of time,
right.
Then it X's out that it X's out that portion, so you can't do it. But if it's only an issur derabanan, then well, the chiyuv to do the deraisa mitzvah overrides the issur derabanan.
Right, but the question is, why is it an issur deraisa? Because in theory, cooking on Sha'an Yom Tov is an issur deraisa. The only permit to do it here is because you're doing it for mitzvah. But there is an issur deraisa in place.
There's an issur deraisa to cook on Yom Tov.
Right.
Isn't it? I thought it was only an issur derabanan to cook on Yom Tov.
No. It's only a derabanan because of this. Because since it's for Shabbos, that permits you, therefore it becomes an, and then the Rabbanan still said it's prohibited, it's an Issa Rabbanan. But straight up, it's an Issa Deraisa to cook on Yom Tov.
So are we saying Kavod Shabbos?
We don't know yet, that's what we're trying to figure out.
Right, so you're not saying that, so the little thing I was going to say about the Deraisa overpowering it is
right.
Rabbanan, that doesn't work.
No, because it's a Deraisa Chiyuv.
So I guess I was stepping this way, but Sammy was very hesitant.
Okay?
So just,
this is only you.
Yes.
Okay. I'll mark that down. I'll mark that down afterwards at home. Okay?
No, so I just, yeah, if you could put that where, like,
okay.
Straight. I'm assuming Sam is right.
That's okay. That's what I wouldn't assume, but, you know.
So,
That part, Sammy, couldn't help you with that.
When we're talking about, obviously, it's more subjective than the first sight, right? Not subjective in any sense, but in terms of the gavra as a gavra of mitzvah, right? Like that's his essential kabbalah, that he has to work in reality, that he is a fear to do mitzvah.
Okay.
Right, so it's not just anything, but further, there's that second step. That it has to be something that he couldn't do at any other time.
Okay.
So I was trying to say that it's gotta be baser in the gavra, so far as he relates to Yom Tov, like through the gavra's involvement in Yom Tov itself. So if it's something he could do another time, yeah, it might be his involvement of his, but that has nothing to do with his involvement in Yom Tov. So it needs those like two components. That's still too loose. Give me a second. I see where you're going at. I Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So I think I'm thinking in a similar direction as you, but maybe let's take it slow and see if we could work it all out together. I'm kind of have indefinite thoughts here.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was just thinking as my problem is that what the Indian that they're dealing with, what they're dealing with in terms of machlokas, it seemed to me that it's how far the matir of cooking extends. So does it? I don't know about how far, but where does it? Yeah, where does it go? Does it only extend to the gavra's chiyuv in the yom, meaning Simchas Yom Tov, so you know you'd be able to do stuff in Simchas Yom Tov, it's the chiyuv of the day, or does it extend to chiyuv gavra, meaning things that he's chayvin right now, like he has to do this now if he misses the chance, and you know it's going to be over and whatever. So does it extend to the yom or to the chiyuv of the yom or the general chiyuv gavra as it as it stands right now? Not in the Yom Tov. It's not a chiyuv in the day of Yom Tov. It's only simple.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So here's one thing I'm thinking, and I have a few thoughts. Kind of some are related to what you guys are saying, some are not. But let's see where we got together. So
what's interrupt? But are they defining soch ochel nefesh? Like, is that what we say they do? Or?
I guess so. Define soch ochel nefesh. Defining the head there, soch ochel nefesh. Achash yoch ochel nefesh. I guess so. I know. I guess so. See, well, maybe this is like one problem. Okay, this is. I have different ways to go, but this is one thing which I think is a good step. So, what's the problem with the first way? First way sounds simple, right? The matir is permitted on yantif to do malachas ochel nefesh. Malachas simchas yantif. Malachas simchas yantif. That's what's permitted, right? I mean, that's kind of the whole idea. It doesn't sound like that's the idea. I mean, why is it you can't cook on yantif, you don't cook on Shabbos? So, I mean, I don't think it's a stretch. I think some Rishonim would say this, but I remember this is like it's a basic shot, is that it's a yantuf and it's a mitzvah of simcha. The Torah, so to speak, relaxed the requirements of the Yisr Malacha to accommodate the own simcha. Right? I mean, there's a certain sense to that. It's a Torah, it's like it's Yom Shel Simcha, and that's the idea. So, all nefesh, that which is necessary, part of providing the simchas yantuf is permitted. The Torah didn't prohibit it. Malacha Shel Simchas Yantuf. Didn't prohibit those malachas, right? Like, what's the problem with that? It seems like that's the idea. Is it simchas yantif? Why are you allowed to do this stuff? Just because on yantif you're allowed to do it, just cook for whatever, for any mitzvah? What is that? Why are you allowed to do any mitzvahs? I mean, isn't it so yantif? And kind of like what Yonah was suggesting, I mean, the direction he says, look, yantif is it's the opposite, but yantif is a nesderaisa. It happens to be a nesderaisa. Well, why are you, with that setup, why are you just allowed to do a mitzvah? So who cares if it's a mitzvah? So do your mitzvah at a different time. I mean, it's yantif. Let's say mitzvah comes out on Shabbos. So you don't do it on Shabbos. It's a mitzvah. Tough break. You don't have a choice. You don't do it on Shabbos. It's nisr malacha. So it's nisr malacha on yantif. So now he's saying, now the Torah is coming along and saying, if it's a mitzvah, you can do it. I mean, I understand malacha is as simple as yantif because the whole identity of the yom is yantif, is a yom of simcha. It's a chag. It's a holiday. Right? And the holiday takes place through simcha. And simcha is possible primarily through being able to cook, eat fresh food. There's a whole the highest simcha that comes about through being able to do this on malacha. So the Torah said the holiday comes about through a lesson this on malacha. The lesson this on malacha accommodates the holiday. But just to do other mitzvahs, so why should I be able to do other mitzvahs on yantif? What's the sense of that? I mean, that's the idea of the thing is it's yantif, simcha is yantif. So on nefesh, that's the sense of it. But it seems to me maybe a weakness is there such a thing called Malachas Simchas Yantav? Is that like a halachic class of activities?
What does that mean?
A Malacha of Simchas Yantav? Is that like a type of Malacha? Malacha of Simchas Yantav? I mean, like is there such a thing as a Malacha of preparing for a Tuesday's barbecue? I mean, that's not like a halachic class of activities. So it's true Simchas Yantav is a mitzvah. Simchas Yantav is a mitzvah, and but is there like a halachic? He's saying is the Torah permitted? What did the Torah permit? According to the first position, the Torah permitted malacha of Simchas Yantav. You could argue that that's not a class. They're just taking the word malacha and taking the word Simchas Yantav and putting them together. But there's no class of activities called malacha of Simchas Yantav. It's not a category. It's not a category of malacha. If the Torah is permitting, the thing has to be permitting a category of malacha, a class of malacha. What's the class? So he holds, and this is, I think, just what Tosa is saying, this part at least, is that he holds the permit is for malachas mitzvah. See, malachas mitzvah is already a class. There's malachas rishos, there's malacha for your own permit. Your own optional activities, and there's malacha of mitzvah. What he's saying is that the permit of malacha on yantif is a permit for malacha's mitzvah. Okay, malacha's mitzvah, not just for malacha's for malacha of simchas yantif, which is the karo of simchas yantif, but the permit is for malacha's mitzvah. Okay. And therefore any mitzvah, because the class, Simchas Yantav, is a particular of a class called mitzvah. And therefore, there's a class of malacha of mitzvah. There's malacha, there's, you know, again, just like activities, there's activities of mitzvah, there's activities of rishos, there's permitted activities. Just like you have be osik and you're osik per mitzvah, osik and your own personal activities, there's a malacha of mitzvah, there's a malacha of regular malacha. So the Torah is permitting malacha's mitzvah. Yeah, why? You could say because of some yontif. But how, halachically, is it permitted malacha shal mitzvah? Malachas mitzvah. Now, the question is, that's one part of the piece of the puzzle, right? But the question is, why does it have to be something which you couldn't have done, you have to do today, right? And that's the second part of this thing. For instance, let's say I want to cook on Yontif for some mitzvah, which is good. Let's say Yontif on Thursday. And I want to cook on Yontif for Shabbos. For Shabbos. And I could cook on Friday. Let's say Yontif's on Monday. And I want to cook on Yontif. Look, I'm not at work. Might as well cook for Shabbos. 4 days later, might as well do it. Why not? Malachas mitzvah. If they're all cooking for a mitzvah, right? So that's why Tosus is addressing that, is that it has to be two things. It's mitzvah, and also it's something which has to be done today. You can't do it any other day. Right? Can't do it on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday because it's the Yontif is on Friday, so this is a mitzvah and you got to do it today. This is the last shot, or it could be 8 days later, but there's no other day. You have to set up the lechem panim on the shulchan on Shabbos. So now it's Friday and this is the last chance. So it has to be a need for today. So why does it have to be a need for today? If you tell me the class is that's malchus mitzvah, so then why should it have to be something which has to be done today? It's malchus mitzvah and that's what's permitted. Then why should it have to be that? Right? Oof. Yeah.
Can we use an analogy similar to your the car driving on an emergency at midnight?
Yeah. Okay.
Right. So there's an emergency situation. Must be done today.
Okay.
That when you combine it with the fact that here for the mitzvah. I'm just wondering if there's something, and then remove the issue because of the dual factor that it's not only mitzvah, but it's also this, so it's like the emergency case at middle of night. I don't know exactly, but I understand what you mean.
Only problem, which it might be a good approach anyways, but the problem is that that was in the Darabanan. So the Rabbanan permitted you under those so-and-so circumstances, you know? That's like a super added permit, which is saying is the Rabbanan gave you a permit, you know? But here we're saying it has to, so to speak, be built into the rule, you know, that it's permitted. So it's not, you know what I mean? It's not, like that was saying why they'd give you a permit. The Yonah thing brings up a good question. I think this is relevant. Is it pshat? Is it that on Yontif, how do you understand? This is a stammer question you can ask about Yontif. Is it that it's not prohibited to do these malachos, to do malachos ochel nafash, to do malacha for eating on Yontif? It's just not prohibited. They're never prohibited that. They're only prohibited malachos avoda, only prohibited, you know, work-related activities, not Yontif mitzvah, Yontif related activities. Or is it pshat that the Torah, so to speak, no, really malacha is also. But the Torah, so to speak, came in with a permit. It's set up like a permit that pushes it aside. It's like your need of mitzvah pushes aside the esar. It's like pushing it aside, or is it the Torah never prohibited it? Right? That's just not a question. I'm not sure what the answer to that question is, but...
If there's actually a batsuk of kol melacha,
kol says kamach zavoda l'sasu, so if they want to learn, means it's only. There's another one that says kamalacha. Acha sheyochal, but then it says kacha sheyochal chol nefeshu v'adi yosalachem. But except for this stuff, what I'm saying is, but that, what does that mean? Does that mean that it's a permit, or does that mean that that's the nature of the formulation of this melacha in the first place? Because if you say it's a permit, the melacha's mitzvah is a permit. The fact that melacha has a character of mitzvah is a permit. It's like a tzedocha, so to speak, pushes it aside. Really, melacha should be prohibited, but the mitzvah pushes it aside. So then you say is that whenever you have a clash, something one halachic institution is docha, another one, there's a principle is that it's only dechiyah is only if it's impossible to accomplish them both. But if you have the ability to do both of them, so then there's no permit. Permit in general means there's no dechiyah, there's no pushing aside. Pushing aside is because there's a clash between the two. There's a clash is that I have to cook for the mitzvah, and on the other hand, there's a prohibition. So it says, oh, look at the melacha mitzvah pushes it takes precedence. But if you have the ability to do the mitzvah and also to keep the yontif, then there's no permit. Right? It's no permit. So if you learn that it's like a dechiyah, like it's pushing it aside, then it would make sense that you say the permit is because there's a clash between the mitzvah and the yontif. Clash means that there's no way to accomplish them both. But if the way it turns out is that you really could accomplish them both equally easily, so then you say there's no sense of having having a push it aside.
According to the second side, like as a worker, it's only pushed aside this much.
This much? What do you mean this much?
Like in terms of these two factors, what it's.
Oh, because pushing it aside is the factor of mitzvah is what pushes it aside. Right? That's what pushes it aside. That malachas mitzvah pushes aside the eser. But the pushing aside presumes that it's impossible to accomplish them both, otherwise there's nothing to talk about. So you can't push it aside. That's not pushing aside. Pushing aside means there's a clash. You know what I mean? So the malachas mitzvah pushes aside the eser malacha of yantaf. So it has to be, first will be mitzvah, and it also has to be a real clash, which means that there's no other time to do it. So your mitzvah to bake lefer lachem upon him says, I have to do it now. There's a mitzvah to bake to cook for the lachem upon him, and it's mitzvah, and now's the time. So therefore that's permitted.
Are you saying you need the mitzvah to clash with an
iser? Yes, for it to push it aside. The only thing is that why don't you, if you take that logic, why don't you say you should do it the day before? If it's saying it's really, it's like a clash. So are you allowed to just set up the clash in the first place? You know what I mean? It's like it sounds, if you tell me that's not prohibited altogether, so then I understand. It's not prohibited, so I don't have to preempt the thing, it's not prohibited, so it's a mitzvah. But if you tell me that it's a clash, and it's pushing it aside, and it's really like somehow violating yontif, but hey, it wins out, because mitzvah permits it. So then why don't you say I have to avoid the situation if I could?
That's which side, the second side?
Yeah, according to the second side. See, the problem is if you say it's permitted, that's the problem here, I guess. If you say that it's malacha mitzvah is permitted altogether, so then why does it have to be? Why does it have to be that it's only possible to do it today? Even if I could do it tomorrow, still, malachas mitzvah. Right? But if you say that it's because it's a clash, and that's why, right? And that's what's permitting you is the fact that it's a clash, so then and that's why I can't do it if it's not absolutely necessary, then why don't you say I have to do it yesterday? Mm. I think that's a question. I mean, I think it's a fair question. So yeah, you should know yesterday.
According to the first side, why is it? Was it to be essential?
I don't know. I mean, if you say that it's malachas mitzvah is permitted. That way? You mean if you say that it's permitted, it's malachas mitzvah? I don't know, that's the problem that way. Unless I'm not saying that way, really. I mean, if you look at it that way, so then really it should even be if you could do it tomorrow. What's the difference? Malachas mitzvah is malachas mitzvah. Right? Yeah, I know. That's why I don't know. I don't see how to work it out that way. But I'm just throwing it out anyways, because maybe there is a way to work it out. Right? I'm not certain.
So
I'm not sure.
Which one do you like the best?
I like the second one the best, but there's all, you know.
No, I mean, like the first sort of Sevara you gave me?
The first Sevara. Well, I think you need this also, though. What he's saying is that you need malachas mitzvah. That's the problem, Because he doesn't buy the idea of malacha of ochel nefesh. It has to be a malacha of simchas yontif if it's too specific. Rather, the category is there's malacha mitzvah. And I think that sounds clear. There's a clear distinction. One side says it's only ochel nefesh, which is, I'm sorry, it's sorry, mitzvah simchas yontif, which is permitted. The other side says it's mitzvah, which is permitted. And that's just, I mean, you know, and I'm saying as the machlokas for that, I think is good, is that the idea of the permit is because of simchas yontif. But halachically, is that a class? Is that the Torah forge a class of malacha called malacha of simchas yontif? Where you say no, is that there's a class like that? The class is a class of malacha mitzvah. Malacha mitzvah, then you include all mitzvah, right? The only question is, then why do you say if it's malacha of mitzvah? Then why does it have to? Why does Tosfos add this other factor, and there has to be a mitzvah that has to be done today? Why does it have to be done today? Just say, look, I'm doing malacha mitzvah. It's Tuesday, but I'm cooking for Shabbos, and that's the malacha mitzvah. So why does it have to be that it has to be done today? Let's say it doesn't have to be done today, but either way, I'm doing it today. That's malacha mitzvah. So that's the tricky part, which I'm not sure exactly how to answer. You know, which is not the machlokas between them, but it's kind of within that side.
That's the second
side,
which says it's a clash.
It says it's, well, that's also, yeah, I guess within the side.
No clash arises unless...
Well, if you say it's a clash, right? So if you say that the way it's been malacha of mitzvah is permitted, not just malacha of simchas yontif, malacha of mitzvah,
right,
and the manner in which it's permitted is why they clash, so then you're right. Then if it's not necessary, then there's no clash. And the only question to me is, why don't you say that you should avoid it?
Well,
if you could. Yeah, why don't you have to do it earlier? You know what I mean? Like, there are things like that. Like, you're allowed to bring Karban Pesach on Shabbos. Things which you couldn't have done yesterday, or milah, things which you could have done yesterday. But if that's possible to do yesterday, then you can't do it because it's a permit. It's pushing it aside. It's pushing it aside Shabbos. So you don't have a right just to leave your stuff till Shabbos. You have to do it beforehand. But that which you can't do beforehand, so you can do it on Shabbos. So if you're saying is that's the idea, that it's really a permit, you know, it's a clash, it's a hatechia, it's pushing it aside, so then you should have tried to avoid it. And anyways, I'm more inclined to thinking it's not hatechia. It's hard to say that it's pushing it aside. I mean, there's no, it's not prohibited. It's not the, you know. I mean, that's so built into Yontif that you're allowed to do a Zohar Nefesh. It's not like Shabbos comes out on, Mila comes out on Shabbos and it pushes it aside. It's built into the thing that, they, you know. It's hard to say clash. Clash is like where there's a coincidence of different things, you know.
Mm.
So let's think about this. So see how we can finish it out. And then I guess we still have to turn to Rashi, right? We haven't done Rashi yet. Yeah.
When you said that Malach HaSimchas Yontif might be its own category,
yeah,
are you saying here's the Malach category, Malach HaSimchas Yontif is a subcategory?
Yes.
But within the subcategory, insofar as there's a mitzvah, then it really doesn't have the standard, like, iser applied to it, like you can't, you know, cook on Shabbos. It's a smaller iser, basically. Is that what you're saying?
No. I'm saying is that within the the Torah's taking the class of malacha and it's limiting it and saying this type of malacha of blank doesn't apply. This is not prohibited on Yom Tov. Malacha, a certain type of malacha is not applying.
So you're meaning when here's the malacha box,
right,
here's a malacha Yom Tov box, we're saying that the malacha Yom Tov box doesn't even exist.
So to speak, the prohibition is not on that part of the thing. It's on malacha minus
Simus Yom Tov.
Yes.
Ah, okay.
Right. And the other guy says there's no such thing as simchas yontif malacha. That's not a class of malacha. There's malacha of mitzvah. That's a class. Malacha of simchas yontif. There's no class like that.
And what was the problem in Rashi to explain the first one?
Yeah, the Chada Kedusha. Oh, there's that Rashi. Oh, so let me just tell you that other Rashi. So that's one Rashi. Is the Rashi? There's a few Rashis, right? There's a Rashi who says Yontif and Shabbos is one kedusha because they're both called Shabbos. Then there's other Rashi I showed yesterday. That's which says that they're both called Yontif, right? And then there's another Rashi, which says like this. It's this Rashi of Yontif Mibaya. It's asking Yontif Mibaya, is that why can't you cook it on Yontif for? This is the third wide line. Why can't you cook on Yontif for the Shtei Alechem, which is actually on Yontif? Inami lo chazu hashta, even though it's not fit to eat the Shtei Alechem right now, ha chazu lo b'yom, it will be for later today. Umi gari mitzarche Shabbos shel machar, del chol hayom lo chazu lei, del sagvar, then you're allowed to even cook for Shabbos, according to you. So why can't you cook for Shabbos is tomorrow? But here, this is today you can the Shtei Alechem. Elo lav shma mina, Rather, what must be the heart if you can't cook for Shah? Ain mutter b'yantav min haTorah, ela davar haroi lo osa Shah. Rather, the only permit is to do that which is the fit for you at this very moment. And therefore, Shabbos you can't do because it's not fit for you to do. It's not for this very moment. And therefore, even for the Shtei Lechem, which is hours later, you can't do because it's not fit right now. Right? Because it's not, you're not allowed to eat it right now. Because it's not permitted right now. Right now, it's Aser. Right? So that's what he's saying is, the way Rashi learned the Machlokes is, do you say that you're allowed to cook for Shabbos because it's all one long day? It's one day. Shabbos and Yom Tov are the same. Or you say, no, you're only allowed to cook for that which is necessary for, that's fit right now. Not something which is going to be fit tomorrow, not something which is going to be fit 6 hours later after you bring the carbon to Israel, you know, like 6 hours. So that's why he's setting up the Machlokes. You know, and that's for the other side, I think, yeah, Rashi. I mean, the first two Rashis tell you why it's permitted to do from Shabbos to Yom Tov, because Shabbos to Yom Tov for one long day. So what's the other side? He's saying is, no, it's not because Shabbos to Yom Tov aren't one long day, it's because the only permit is to do that which is necessary right now, which is fit for right now, you know? So we have to take that up also. There's a Ron also, but I'm not sure if I want to get to. I have to really think about this stuff. Hopefully I'll get to think about this over the weekend and also we'll tighten some stuff up here. Okay, I mean, I think this is harder than the Erev Tov Shilin stuff, but I just think we have to have some sort of grounding in this stuff for, you know, to start. It's almost, it's like you're going blind into the Sugya Erev Tov Shilin if you don't know what the device is. So even though it's hard, you know, I still think it's a good idea for us to do.